Hi, this week the topic is five dangerous passages about baptism. Several years ago, my wife and I attended an end-of-the-year celebration for a friend's basketball season. Our friend was 11 years old at that time. As the celebration was progressing, a juggler came out performing amazing tricks. He rode around on a unicycle. He was very entertaining and funny. He was also a preacher, sort of. He used the opportunity to preach to the audience that was assembled. This performer preached about how Jesus came down from heaven to earth and died on the cross to pay for the sins of the whole world. And after giving his speech, the preacher slash performer, he asked everyone to bow their heads, and he asked people in the audience to quote, "accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior," end quote. And he led a short little prayer. And in the prayer, if you're praying along with him, you were basically telling God that you believe that Jesus was the Son of God, that you believe he died on the cross for you, and that you wanted God to forgive you of your sins and save you. The preacher then made this announcement, quote, "If you said this prayer in your heart and were sincere when saying it, then God just forgave you of your sins, and you are now a saved Christian," end quote. Now, what this preacher said is typical of many preachers on television, radio, and in the pulpits across this country. But the question that I'm asking is this: where in the Bible did any apostle of Jesus Christ teach this? I ask you to consider five dangerous passages about baptism. I call them dangerous passages because they completely contradict the doctrine that all a person has to do to be saved from their sins is just believe in Jesus and say that little prayer in their heart. Dangerous passage number one I call your attention to, Mark 16, verse 16. There Jesus said, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." According to this, believing is required, but belief alone is not enough to be saved. Nor is praying a prayer part of the formula. Baptism in water is the final step that saves the sinner by the blood of Christ. Mark 16:16 comes after the thief on the cross, by the way. And no matter what that thief did or what he did not do, Mark 16:16 is for you and me today. All right, dangerous passage number two. Acts 2, verse 38. Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." According to this, repentance is required. After one has repented, then baptism. This passage is dangerous because it explains the very purpose for baptism. Baptism is to be for the remission of sins. This means that baptism is for the purpose of removing sins. If a person is saved by prayer, then there are no sins to remove when baptism is performed. The apostles clearly did not teach salvation by prayer. Acts 2, verse 38 comes after the thief on the cross, by the way. All right? Dangerous passage number three, Acts 22, verse 16. The Bible says, "And now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." According to this passage, baptism is the point in time when a sinner's sins are washed away by the blood of Christ. This washing away does not occur during a prayer. It occurs when one is baptized for the right reason. I want you to notice also that this passage is teaching you call on the name of the Lord through baptism, not in a prayer. All right? That's dangerous passage number three. Dangerous passage number four, Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." All right, this is a dangerous passage because it clearly shows salvation by faith includes baptism in water. When one believes in Christ, he then must be baptized. And only then is a person in Christ and saved. Galatians 3, verses 26 and 27 agrees with Mark 16, verse 16, and it also comes after that thief on the cross. Finally, dangerous passage number 5, Matthew 28, verse 19. The Bible says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." This passage is dangerous because it clearly shows that when one is baptized for the correct reason, that person is put into a unique relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One does not reach this relationship by prayer, as suggested by that preacher on the unicycle. Matthew 28, verse 19 also comes after that thief on the cross. As I bring this short little study to a close, I merely wish to emphasize that whether the thief on the cross was baptized or not is beside the point. One person was required to sell all that he had and give it to the poor in order to be saved, according to Matthew in verse 21. Different people throughout Bible history had to do different things. But we should be asking, what does God require of people today? We've noticed 5 very important passages about baptism which demonstrate that today God expects sinners to believe in Jesus as the Son of God, to repent of their sins, to verbally confess Christ as the Son of God with their mouth, and to be baptized by immersion in water for the remission of sins. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week as we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.